The New York Police Department shared new photos Thursday, December 5th, of the suspected killer of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The suspect is still at large after Wednesday morning's shooting, and police have launched a citywide manhunt. The pictures show the suspect's face from inside a hostel that NYPD believes he stayed at. Previous footage showed the man wearing a mask. Police are tapping into surveillance footage and technology to try to track down the suspect. The NYPD says it has already traced his escape path. The shooting occurred in front of the Hilton Hotel on 54th Street between 6th and 7th Avenues. From there, the suspect fled north into Central Park, which, despite its heavy surveillance, has multiple blind spots. Police say the last video they have shows the suspect on a bike, possibly a city bike from New York's bike share program. All city bikes require a credit card and are tracked by GPS. Separately, the suspect was spotted on surveillance video carrying an e-bike battery less than 2 hours before the shooting. In addition, police found a cell phone at the scene of the shooting. But law enforcement told local TV channel PIX 11 News that they believe it was a burner phone. The suspect's motive is not yet clear, but investigators say they found bullet casings with the words deny, defend, and depose written on them. The words may be a reference to common strategies insurance companies use when trying to deny coverage. They also make up part of the title of a 2010 book by Rutgers Law School professor Jay Feinman called Delay, Deny, Defend: Why Insurance Companies Don't Pay Claims and What You Can Do About It. Before his death, Thompson had been serving as CEO of United Healthcare since 2021. PIX 11 also reports that law enforcement sources say Thompson's wife told them her husband had been receiving threats related to the company's denial of coverage. The NYPD is offering a reward of up to $10,000 for information leading to an arrest and conviction.